This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Antrim are the All-Ireland champions and were full value for their 122-11 points win at Croke Park over Laois. A goal on 40 minutes by Róisín McCormack was the turning point in this game, where she soloed in and fired low past the keeper to put Antrim 114-8 points clear at that stage, and that was key to the victory. They never looked back after that. Throughout the game, the Saffrons held a commanding lead and went in at the break 9-5 clear, with Maeve Kelly, Lucia McNaughton and Róisín McCormack to the four early on and throughout the game. For Laois, they battled hard all through, with Clodagh Tynan a rock in defence and Grainne Delaney alongside Susie Delaney working tirelessly throughout the field for the Midlanders. But Antrim were relentless in pursuit of glory and won by 14 points in the end to take the cup northwards. Stephen Gleeson at Croke Park.
Well, mighty congratulations to you. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, absolutely delighted. To come here and get the result as well as a good performance, we're absolutely delighted, yeah.
It was a match that you really set out your stall early on, you really controlled what you were doing and played with real passion and real flair.
Yeah, it's something we target the first 5-10 minutes of the game, to really set yourself into it. So right out there, I think we got a score nearly right away, and then we just sort of kicked on from there. Probably score for score a bit in the first half. It was tight going into half time, and then second half we really drove it home then.
Talk to me about the effort and time that went into winning this cup that you have in your hands.
Oh, it's massive effort and, you know, a lot of commitment from every girl in there. We've been training since November, and we're delighted. I go out training 3-4 times a week, matches, weekends away, at matches. You know, it's a long year, but we're absolutely delighted. We set our stall at the start of the year to be here today and to get a win, so we're absolutely delighted.
Yeah, the effort that went into it was huge. Róisín McCormack's goal, massive in the context of the game, but you had that momentum and you kept that lead half-time through into the second half and onwards.
Yeah, Róisín's one of the top players, never mind Antrim, but probably in the country, so we're delighted to have her. She's... You know, whenever she is on form, she's unstoppable. So thank God she had a good day there today. And then I think the rest of our team were also a big performance. As you look at the full back line there, the ball didn't get through them. So I think that's maybe all but one game to win a clean sheet this year. So in the championship, so we're delighted about that.
Congrats. Are you heading back this evening or tomorrow?
Back to the Lough this evening for a bit of a party.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Joined now by the winning manager here. How are you feeling?
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Couldn't be happier for the girls. They were pretty convincing today, I thought. I was really happy with the work rate. I thought the work rate was absolutely fantastic from start to finish. And of course, then you had some very, 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 very good individual performances. And very happy.
Yeah, the way that you played was magnificent. Róisín McCormack getting through in 40 minutes for a great goal. That really set the tone, and like you were able to kind of relax a little perhaps after that because you had the clearance that you needed on the scoreboard.
Yeah, to be honest, I actually thought we played well in the first half as well. I think shooting down that end, the guy who does the grass, he had said to me beforehand, nobody can shoot into that end, nobody can score. So... it's funny, like we'd missed loads of chances down that end, but I still wasn't concerned because I thought that we were hurling really well and we were creating those chances. And it, like 5 minutes before the end of the first half, I was like, Róisín, let's just keep this going. And I says, like, just set yourself. And she's like, I know. And she's like, don't worry. She says, we'll open it up and say, Róisín, just on a day like that, I just knew she was composed and she was confident, and I just knew she would open it up. And obviously that goal was just probably... That really settled us, and I think we just moved on from there.
You lost one of your key players at the break, but your team responded strongly. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Kitty's our number six, and she has swept for us this year. She's been absolutely instrumental in terms of her distribution and clearing up the ball. She got caught around the neck, think there might be some damage to her larynx. At half time, we had to just send out a message for Sarah O'Neill to get warmed up. Now, Sarah is equally competent, but it was a massive blow for us. You know, it was like, this is the player who got player of the match in the under 23 final. She's got player of the match in a few of our championship games, Katie Malloy. So it's a big blow, but I think the team almost used that then as, you know, something to get them going in the second half. They were not going home without this cup after what happened with Katie. It was pretty distressing, to be honest, at halftime.
Yeah. You're going back with the cup anyway, and there's a big reassurance, and hopefully she's good and enjoying the celebrations too.
Yeah, we'll enjoy the celebrations. I mean, it's been a big week in Belfast this year, or this week. We've had the Fly, biggest Fly ever. The Féile is going on as well up in Belfast, so it's absolutely mental. So we'll just continue then the celebrations tonight.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks so much. Joining me now is Amy Collier. Disappointing day. Commiserations to you. You gave it your all at the same time.
Yeah, look, we definitely did. I thought we died with our boots on. Unfortunately, it wasn't our day. Look, we knew it was a really strong Antrim team, and that if they got a sniff at it all, we knew, you know, what they could do. And look, they showed that today. But like, that goes without saying. Like, I'm so proud of the girls. Like, you know, we've had an incredible year to come up after winning the All-Ireland, Junior All-Ireland last year, and to be an Intermediate All-Ireland today was a super achievement. And look, I just hope we, you know, get back to the ground running now in January, and we'll get back here again.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I suppose, incremental gains. You didn't win, but you have the pain of losing now, perhaps, to push you on next year.
Yeah, look, we've been in this situation before, I suppose, against Tipperary in a Junior All-Ireland a few years ago. And that definitely gave us a drive to get back again. And we'll probably look at the same thing now again for this year, to lose the pain from today. But as I said, like, you know, we gave it our all out there, and Antrim are just the better team on the day, unfortunately.
Yeah, the match went against you, I suppose, early on. They got a foothold on us, and you got some good scores, you know, Granny Delaney to the fore, and people working their socks off. But that goal from Antrim on 40 minutes by Roisin McCormack, probably the turning point.
Yeah, 100%. We said if we could keep them out from scoring a goal for as long as we could, that, you know, definitely we'd be in with a chance. And until then, that is exactly what happened. Like, we were in with a chance until that goal. But they just drove on from there, and look, they're a super team, and it was well deserved.
Yeah, looking ahead, I suppose you did lose here to Tip a couple of years ago, Rose the year after, lose this year, go again, and overall Laois Camogie appears to be on the rise. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. Look, like, we've a really, really young team. I mentioned Grania there, like, she's only 22 years of age. You know, we've a really, really young team, and there's a lot of good players in under 16 and minor coming through as well. They've done really well in their finals there in the last few months. You know, we've reached a lot of underage finals as well. So, yeah, look, I hope that can, you know, drive us on in the future. And, yeah, I just hope we put our heads down now and we may get back here again.
Thanks so much.
Full time here in the Premier Junior Camogie final, and Armagh have banished the ghosts of the last few years with a 2-point victory over Cavan. Just 1 point separated the sides at half time. Armagh going in with the finest of margins at the break. The Orchard County then showed their experience by notching 4 points on the bounce to lead by 5. It looked like they might start to take control, but 2 Emer Brady frees and a fine score from Hannah Fitzsimons had Cavan back in the game. Cavan were relentless in pursuit of a green flag and time and again attacked the Armagh goal. But huge credit to keeper Kira Devlin and the Armagh backs as they hooked and blocked and kept them at bay. With 5 minutes to go, Kira Gagan had a goal chance for Armagh after the brilliant Sinead Quinn had a shot blocked down. Rachel Traynor and player of the match Karina Doyle kept the scoreboard ticking over. But despite all their efforts, Cavan could not breach the Armagh defence. They managed 2 late points, but this was Armagh's game. And as the full-time whistle blew, the sense of relief from all of those involved in the 3 final losses since 2020 was palpable. Armagh are your Premier Junior Champions for 2026.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We knew we were coming here today. It was going to be a tough job, but we just wanted one goal, and it was to win, and we're just delighted.
Yeah, it was a kind of match that went right down to the wire. Half-time close, full-time close, and you had a big onslaught from Cavan, but withstood it.
Yeah, we were aware that they were going to come at us, and today was going to be nothing but a battle. They beat us well in the group stages, but we put a lot of work in from that day, and we knew that we were probably going to meet them here on the big day, so we just knew that we had to push on for today, and it was all worth it.
Yeah, and like, how did it feel there when that full time whistle sounded?
It was just like a feeling of relief. This is, we've been beating a few finals here, and we've always been so close, but we knew we had to come today and win, and it was just a complete feeling of relief whenever the whistle blew.
Talk me through the journey that you've had to get to this point now.
Yeah, we've been going a long time. Like, there's a big bunch of the same girls, and unfortunately we got beaten in the final last year, but everyone decided we'd give it one more year. There was girls going to go travelling, and some girls were going to retire, but everybody bought in, and we knew that we'd get over the line if we did that, so to finally get our rewards today is just amazing.
And losing it, I suppose, before, in somehow may make this even sweeter.
Definitely, all the hard days make the good day worth it. Definitely drives you on today, coming down the last 10 minutes there. We knew the hurt from last year, and we weren't going to let that happen again today.
Yeah, you felt that, on the approach to Croke Park today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even the hype of being in Croke Park and all, we were used to that. We were here last year, so today it was just about coming and getting the job done.
Yeah, great feeling to be there in the Armagh colours as well, and just celebrate with your friends.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We had great supporters here today, and it's just a great group of girls, and we're just delighted.
Yeah, so what's the plan now? Are you staying in Dublin or heading back home?
We'll head home and maybe enjoy a few days of celebrating.
Can you describe to us what it felt like out there, especially in the full back line, the pressure that you were under for the majority of that second half was relentless?
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure in, but at the same time, we've been, me and Michelle and Maeve, especially in the full back line, we have been together from the start of the year. We know how each other plays, we know how each other works. We were just constantly talking to each other, just constantly kept each other going. There's one time there, I think Eamor Keane came in and got an incredible block, and we all just regrouped. It was just talking the whole time, and it was constant pressure. We felt it, but thankfully we all just gripped down. None of us put the head down or nothing, just kept going, and thankfully we got over the line today.
Does it mean so much more for this group, having had the heartbreak of last year, and for other members of the panel 10 years ago as well?
Oh, massively. Just as soon as the final was blew, the emotion that came out on that team was unreal. It just showed the hunger and everything that we had today. But the management have got us here, and we were delighted that we got back to Croke Park, and we knew that this time, even all day today, we knew it felt different this year. We just had, even coming up, we set up in Dublin yesterday, and it was a nice day and relaxing on, and then coming today, we just had confidence and just knew we had to throw it all at it today and go for it, and that's what we've done.
Did you feel the same way after the training session, like PJ said?
Oh, yeah, but that was a very tough training session, I must say, too. But we knew, the past few weeks, it was, even after the semi, there was no real, I wasn't saying buzz or something, but everyone was just knuckled down and get straight into it, and heads down, straight into focus on what the next step was, and that's what we've done. Just worked even harder than we did before. And it's definitely paid off.
A lot of the talk going into the week was about this Cavan team and that they hadn't entered the league. Is that something that is kind of almost stressful to be at the other side of it, because it feels like it might put some pressure on you because they're only a new enough team?
Yeah, I suppose it did. And then we met them in Championship, and obviously they defeated us by the 9 points or so. But at the same time, as much as you have to focus on the opposition, we try to focus on ourselves. And that's kind of what we had to do. When we got ourselves in the right place, we knew that we would do it. So
fantastic. We have an 18-year-old playing at six. I think take Gemma and Michelle, the rest of the defence, Gemma, Michelle and Eamor have all been there before. We had Alana, Maeve and Fiona. They're all young girls. They're all 18, 19, 20 years of age, But their work rate, they're hooking, they're blogging, just the refusal to be beaten. And I think in other years maybe that's what we didn't show. We just sometimes we had a folder, like a deck of cards. We conceded, I think that's the first time we've come to Croke Park and haven't conceded a goal. So I think that says enough, because previous games, Wexford, Antrim, Laois, we were conceding goals, and so they didn't today. We had a training session last Saturday, and I knew after these girls were ready. So I'm delighted for them. I can't express how much I'm happy for them.
Just one point in it at half time, Armagh might have had a couple of goal chances, but you defended so well. How did you think you were fixed after the first 30?
We were happy-ish enough. Maybe got a soft free or two, which that happens. We were happy where we wanted to be. We wanted to be around that area. That was fine. And we knew again the second half today we were going to come out and go at us, and we had to try and lift that tempo. And again, it's just a couple of inexperience in different areas from maybe them coming back and winning more ball, and we sort of went and then left a player and stayed and didn't go to play. Just small things. And again, it's the small things that lost us the final. But again, I can't ask for much more. It's very difficult, obviously, to get messages out onto the field. So they've done quite well. They had to just play it as it is. And as I say, I couldn't ask for any more off them. As the group, they've been brilliant from the first time they come in. And it's difficult not to get the win today. But as I say, from a manager's point of view, they've done everything that we could have expected.
You had a lot of possession then in the second half. Really looked like you were going to threaten goal a couple of times. But to be fair, the Armagh back stood up and the goalkeeper made a couple of very important saves.
Yeah, they're very defensive and we knew that. And they've been that way since I started watching Armagh Camogie in 2020. Like one sweeper back, maybe sometimes a second sweeper. And we knew that was going to be the case. So we knew that when we did get a goal chance, that we were going to have to take it. And you know, we practice a lot of long range points to try and get that opportunity too. And look, these things happen. As I say, we were probably felt they could have got a free or two at times, and then it sort of went against us. And but they've done really well to come back after that. And look, it's the luck of the draw and the luck of the game, isn't it, that you just lose by a point or two. As I say, small things, losses all Ireland. I think a bit of experience more in the group. Like, there's a lot of girls out there who never played County Camogie before the year. Like, there's 7 to 10 girls. There's a lot of girls never have stood foot in Croke Park, and to go out and do what they've done today, again, it's huge, I suppose, encouraging for Cavan Camogie and for the county in general.
I saw the players were gathered in a circle there at full time. It looked like there was a bit of a rousing speech going on. I can only assume it's to say, look at what we've achieved at such a short stage that we made it to Croke Park. What can we do next year?
Yeah, I'm just proud, and as I say, I don't know what, like, we've an ageing group in some ways, and we've a younger group, and look, there'll be a lot of questions asked, but a lot of the girls as well fit to keep going if they want to, and there's a great group there, and we have a lot of girls in the county that maybe didn't commit one this year for one reason or another in terms of maybe we were late starting back and the plans made, and so look, we have couple of months now to try and figure out about trying to get the best players in Cavan and the panel and the best team together to come back here and try and get a victory maybe next year, as you say. You know, but it's a long way back to Croke Park. But
this is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford, and David Hyland, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.